Okay, good evening everyone. Today is Monday, October the 15th, 2012. Welcome to the Immigrant Commission meeting, to the full commission meeting. The chair, Bill Ng, is not present today, so I won't have the pleasure to share the meeting tonight, okay? So, Madam, yeah, can you call the roll?
Commissioner Chi. Commissioner Cole. Commissioner Infani is excused. Commissioner Fund.
Here.
Commissioner Gaini is excused. Commissioner Hale.
Here.
Commissioner Chair King is excused. Commissioner Canella.
Here.
Commissioner Kong.
Here.
Commissioner Maldonado.
Here.
Commissioner Moloditskaya stepped out, but she will be back shortly. Commissioner Moses is excused. Commissioner Yi.
Here.
Commissioner Potts.
Here.
And once Commissioner
Moloditskaya
returns, the commission has a quorum.
Okay. Let's start with public comments. Item number two, members of the public may address the commission on items not appearing on the agenda for a period of time not to exceed 3 minutes. Speakers shall address their remarks to the commission as a whole and not to individual commissioners or department personnel. So, hi, Commissioner.
Hi.
Hello.
You're right on.
15 minutes from the time.
So I don't see any public comments. So let's move to, now we have quorum. We have to, let's move to item number three, which is the approval of the previous minutes, approval of the September 10, 2012 IRC District 6 neighborhood meeting minutes. I don't know if everybody had the chance to read them. We didn't send it to us last weekend, so. Do you have any? Do you need time, a couple of minutes to read, or are you?
I move that we approve.
Mm-hmm. So may I have a motion, to approve the last month meeting minutes? So Commissioner Maldonado, so that you move it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Any opposition? So the minutes have been approved. Let's go to item number four, which is an action item, and this is the election of the officers for the 2013 year. I remember that in a previous meeting we discussed that the 30th of September was the deadline to submit the nominations, and so far, how many nominations do we have?
We received none except the slate that you adopted at the last executive committee meeting.
And those were?
And the nominees are Commissioner Bill Onghin and also Commissioner Celine Kennelly. So I don't see that there are more nominations, so can we move?
Yeah, I'll move to approve that.
Do we have to vote for that? So
yes.
So you should clarify it's Commissioner Hing for chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Commissioner Hing for chair, Commissioner Kennelly for vice chair. So should we vote? Everybody in favor? Or should we vote individually? Or
no, you can.
Everybody in favor?
There's no.
Aye. Everybody against it?
Yes.
Nobody? So Commissioner Hin and Commissioner Kennelly are the new chair, the vice chair of the Human Rights Commission, so congratulations. Okay?
Thank you.
Warped us six.
Tell her what we
just did. We just did the elections for the new chair and vice chair, and we unanimously approved, Commissioner Bill Onghin as the chair, and Commissioner Celine Kennelly as the vice chair. So we also congratulate, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move to item number five. It's also an action item. And this is a discussion and approval of December 2012 consulate reception for Director Pond.
Okay, so commissioners, all we really need to do, because I believe you decided at your last meeting that we would proceed with a consulate reception like we did last year, which was a huge success. Mm-hmm. So we just really need you to pin down a few dates, like a primary date and then a backup.
Yeah. I spoke to Sally this afternoon, you know, and she said that the mayor is going to be around the week of the 12th. That is from the 12th. So maybe we can do it on Monday, December the 10th. That will be the date that we are supposed to have the regular commission meeting. Or we can move it up to, I don't know, Wednesday the 12th or Thursday the 13th. It doesn't have to be on Monday, right?
No, it could be any day, and I think you said before that the consulates usually...
Yes, usually they are gone. After the 15th or 16th, right. They travel to the country, so the best week to do it, to be honest, is the week of the 10th. So we had to, you know, maybe decide it tonight about the 10th and then have a backup date.
And this would be in lieu of having a regular meeting?
Yes,
stuff.
Correct. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like last year, I think that you were present last year, and it was a very successful meeting, so we are planning to do the same. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this time we're going to do it in our office, huh, Director?
It could be either in room 200 again, uh-huh, or 201, or our new office if it's fixed up. But I think they like to come to City Hall.
Yeah, they like City Hall. Yeah. Okay, so should we vote on the dates? So we decide the Monday, December the 10th. Everybody in favor?
Yeah. Monday. I like December. Yeah. It's consistent with our schedule.
At what okay. time?
It would be like at the time of regular 5:30. Time, 5:30. December the 10th at 5:30.
So then in terms of the invitations, that all comes through your office?
Right.
That's all coordinated?
Yeah, we have a template already. So,
if we know our concept individually, yeah, should we follow
yes.
up?
Yeah.
But
yes.
Once we know the invitation is gone, we should follow up.
What we'll yeah. do is give you some printed ones and some the electronic version, mm-hmm, and then I think usually commissioners who know the consulate office go ahead and make the request in person.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What I did last year with the consuls of Ibero-America or Latin America is like, because we didn't know exactly the date when we're going to do it, so I just called and I gave you the tentative dates and asked them to save the date. But at this point, we have the date already set up, that is December the 10th. So maybe if you know some consul, you can contact them and tell them that we're going to send a formal invitation following this phone call or this email that we can send them, just to know.
You need an alternate date?
Yeah.
I think you should have a backup date.
We should have a backup date. What about that Wednesday the 12th or Thursday the 13th? Or that week is the best week because the mayor is around, is what I heard.
I will be gone on the 13th.
On the 13th?
How about the 12th?
What about Wednesday the 12th?
Oh, okay. Oh, is that when you're...
Yeah.
Oh.
I do my packing on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Wednesday.
Wednesday the 12th? Is everybody okay with that?
So that's an alternate
date. What's an alternate date? It's Wednesday, December the 12th at 5:30 p.m.
And that's an alternate date?
It's an alternate date because the date is going to be December the 10th, which is Monday. But in case something happened, we had that as a backup date at 12. Okay. 5:30 p.m. Uh-huh. Regular time, like a regular meeting. Okay. Any more comments or questions? So if not, let's move to action item number 6. And this is discussion and decision on annual IRC strategic planning session. And Chair Hin and Director Pond, supposed to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so commissioners, traditionally you do a retreat in January, but given that there's going to be a lot of stuff going on right at the beginning of the year, I was wondering if you wanted to use the November meeting as a planning session, you know, strategic planning session. Now that you have your new officers, it would be kind of good to plan in advance. So I think Commissioner Cole has some feedback to share about her meeting with the police commissioner. So we were just thinking that if you move that up, do it sometime in November, mm-hmm, and then we can cancel the executive committee meeting, right?
For October?
For November? Because we run into the holiday. There's Veterans Day, and then there's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So if we just have one planning session, mm-hmm, and...
What's the date?
We'll have to find one.
Yeah.
How would it be okay if Whitney sent you, polled you for a common date?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
we could use Doodle roll for it.
Okay. Well, can we have one to start with?
Okay.
Is Monday, November 12th, that's a holiday?
Yes, it's
Veterans
Day.
Which is easier for you to have a retreat? Because sometimes, you know, in the past we've done, what, last time we did a retreat on a Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past we've done it on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why it's better
from the date.
Yeah.
So what about Friday of that week?
Friday the 16th?
Not at night.
We did it
in the afternoon, didn't we?
You could do it in the morning, the afternoon, whichever works best for you.
For about how long are we planning?
What works for you?
I can't do the 19th. I can't do the 16th or the 19th.
Okay.
And you can.
How about the 9th?
Yeah, I can do the 16th.
How about the 9th?
In the afternoon only.
Okay.
It'll be
9
Friday.
Or 10? How about the 10th?
Yeah, no.
10, no, can't, sorry. I'm not normally like this, but that particular 10-day period is bad.
Oh, is that when?
Well, why don't you make a suggestion?
Yeah, give us a date.
There you go. Thank you, Vera.
I can do Veterans Day. No, the holiday. Well, so you're saying a Monday or a Monday or a Friday afternoon? Is that
any day will work for from our end? Whichever.
What about
works?
Other people? Because I the only days that I can't do it are the Monday the 19th, mm-hmm. Friday the 16th, and Friday the 9th, and Saturday the 10th. So Friday Saturday and a
Monday.
Yeah. So I mean, what if we? Is it the first Monday of November?
Are you
would be
teaching?
The third?
But you can't.
I'm actually out of town. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about in the middle of the week, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
I suggest that Commissioner Cole look at the calendar.
Oh my God!
And
terrible.
Send us. Yes. No. Email us. I think we'll be fine.
Well, is it
a morning?
In general, what's better? What do you guys think? Is it like our regular meeting time better for people?
We need a 3.5-hour period.
Okay.
Either morning, midday, or afternoon.
I think we should do this.
Yeah.
We should say a 4-hour period.
4 hours?
Because I think you already have
so
a strategic plan, so it's really just planning your set of activities and your agenda for the next year.
Mm-hmm. We do have a couple of ideas.
That would be great.
I'm sorry, my phone went.
What about Friday afternoon the 9th?
After 2 o'clock or after?
You know, Bill Ong Hing said he owed you guys dinner. He did. I have it in writing.
Yes, he did.
Yes. So what if you, do you want to make it late afternoon, early evening, and then he can spring for dinner?
That sounds like a date to me.
He's not here. So.
I know. Well, this, he's not
maybe
answering.
Maybe you should text him. Maybe.
I did already. I said, what's the score? And he didn't respond.
Oh,
oh yeah, November 6th is election, so we don't want to do it.
Right.
No,
right.
Yeah,
we
don't anything.
We'll be recovering after.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Friday or Saturday afternoon. I don't know if people want to do that.
I can do the 10th.
Right. So Friday the 9th.
November
Friday
the
afternoon.
9th.
Night.
It's just my girls would be
anytime after 2, you said?
Right now, right? Children.
What time?
So that really, let's text Bill because he's
Friday the 9th might be okay.
Yeah. Okay. You said at 2, after 2?
Will you send something?
Here I said, have a meeting at 12.
You'll send something?
Okay. So starting at 2:30, okay? 2:30?
Yeah.
What?
2:30?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then you can end your retreat with dinner on Bill.
Can we get Naomi Kelly to come this year?
I ask her every year since she's been. You can have Toye ask her, and maybe she'll.
Should we wait for Bill to
Who's
answer?
Got Bill's cell phone? Text him at
the
game.
Yeah, he's on
the game.
So let's wait for him.
Yeah.
He's so excited.
Yeah.
at 2:30.
Yeah, tell them congratulations. Now can come in.
See.
Yes.
Your commissioners want to know.
Is it don't bother me?
Yeah, really?
Yes. Leave me alone.
I want to know the score, too.
I thought that was so cute. I don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. After watching two games in a row and nobody winning, it's kind of depressing.
Do you know Charles Fan?
The slam at door guy? I don't know him.
I know him, but it's been a long time since I've been. Be interesting.
See if he could. Does he still have the slanted door original in the Mission? No.
No. He's at Embarcadero. He opened up another one in New York. I don't know how to put it.
He has that place on Mission
Street. Oh, he opened a different place.
Right, because he closed the one at Westfield Mall.
Right, right.
What was that from?
Yeah, that's the one.
Out the door?
Out the door.
Yes. Yeah. It's out the door.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, just an idea.
So, Commissioner, should we wait for Commissioner Hill to respond, or should we move to another item?
No, I think you should you have a date, and we'll wait till he responds. Obviously, it's a good game.
Yeah. We're already picking the restaurant, tell him.
But we could meet at your office in the Mission and then go to the Slanted Door.
The
Slanted Door is closed.
It's closed there on Valencia. It is closed. It's in Embarcadero.
Oh, Embarcadero? Okay.
Yeah. But if we do it in the Mission, there's lots of. We have lots of. Right.
Limon's not opening.
They're going to open another one here on Polkas.
Yeah, Limon would be a good spot.
You tell my boyfriend to show up.
He was at the baseball game that night. They show Benjamin Brad.
People like me, that's a good Brazilian.
Benjamin Brad, like we did there in the first place.
For 4 years,
I'm a Limon again.
I promise it's time.
The Churrasca, the Brazilian.
Felix is good. I promised me for 4 years to introduce Benjamin Brad. I'm still waiting.
Actually, yeah, one of the Irish girls was sitting beside him on the plane coming from Vegas yesterday. He was going to the game. And he wasn't sitting in first class.
See?
He was sitting in the extra leg.
He is mighty fine.
Yeah, he was the game of the
night. I used to like Jimmy Smith, so he lost all his hair. Jimmy Smith?
Yeah.
So should we vote on this Sunday? We'll wait for Bill.
Let's wait and see if he responds, and then you can...
Okay. He probably left his phone at home.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. He doesn't want to hear about us.
Is there a way that we can, put that aside and continue with the agenda?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, when he comes and we vote. Mm-hmm. Because it's basically what we have to do is just vote on the date and, have it as approval. Okay. Okay, why don't we move to item number 7. It is an action item, and it's an update on an Immigrant Rights Commission Policy Committee report and action items for Commissioner Cole and Commissioner Paz. So anything that...
Yeah, I can start. If I forget anything with
yes,
you.
Yes, I will, absolutely.
There was a... We've talked to you before about some key legislation at the state level that was under consideration and had to be signed by September 30th. Mm-hmm. And there was some good news.
Yes.
We'll start with this good news.
Yeah.
So, that's the one that's harder for me to remember. So those of you that are better informed should jump in. But there was a bill passed to sort of try to protect immigrant families from having kids put into foster care unnecessarily when there was family available. When their folks were getting detained or deported, the governor did sign one bill to facilitate transfer of children to family, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did sign a bill, a driver's license bill.
Right. For the DACA, for the deferred action.
Right, for deferred action.
Deferred action.
Right, DACA eligible.
DACA.
Mm-hmm. Kids can also drive. Any other good news?
Workplace Religious Freedom Act he signed, and Call for Kids Act.
I think that was the one about keeping the kids with their...
No, that's reuniting families.
They're reuniting
families.
That's the one.
The one.
that's what we
well,
all about.
Access to education for victims of crimes and
human trafficking.
And there is bills setting standards on essential health benefits, health care reform. Well, no, he failed to sign. Health care reform, eligibility, enrollment, and retention. CIPC says he missed an opportunity to help many immigrant families apply for health care and other public programs.
So the sad, those are the good news, except for that last one. The sad news is that he vetoed both the Domestic Worker Bill of Rights, AB 889 and AB 1081 of the Trust Act, both of which the commission was on record in supporting, and many people in the commission called the governor,
as did
the Board of Supervisors, and the Chief of Police also signed on endorsing the Trust Act, and the entire Democratic congressional delegation. California Conference of Catholic Bishops, the New York Times editorial board endorsed both bills, and the governor decided to veto both of them. His reasoning is arguably flawed in both cases,
He cited some issues with the way the legislation was written, which, we think it was flawed, but he did leave the door open.
Right.
So I think that's bad news, but that's
right.
Still he leaves
that's
the door
That's
right.
Open. So the advocates went right back in with him to start renegotiating new legislation for 2013.
Well, the rumors I heard were that he vetoed the Domestic Workers Act because the Chamber of Commerce didn't like it. And then I heard that the Trust Act, because the police didn't like it.
Sheriff.
A lot of
the
sheriff.
It was the sheriff.
Well, it was
the
sheriff here.
No, it was a statewide sheriff.
Well, statewide, maybe.
Was there something that was supportive? Yeah, but there was different interpretations of that, too.
Right.
So it was really sad. I mean, it was devastating to the advocates and the workers. Some of the domestic workers have been working on various variations of this kind of legislation since 2005, 2006. Been reintroduced in multiple sessions. They were pretty devastated. And then, but then Monday morning, they were back in City Hall meeting with Supervisors Marr and Campos around anti-wage theft issues in the city. So. As you said, they went back right in to negotiate with Governor Brown to begin the conversations about how to come back with legislation that everybody would find that he might be more amenable to. But it wasn't like they weren't trying to work with him the whole legislative session too, leading up to it. So, but that for us, I think that what Director Pond mentioned is that that there are local level advocates in LA County and Alameda County and San Francisco County that are ready to come back at the local level with local versions of the Trust Act.
Well, as we have right here, labor services or right down the hall is better than.
But they're actually talking about drafting a new ordinance that would call it and have no end ICE detainers.
Right.
And in San Francisco, something more similar to the actual original version of the Trust Act, which was a little bit more in line with the local sanctuary ordinance and legislation and protections. So the Domestic Worker Bill of Rights, I think that energy is going to continue at the state level. A lot of it's being translated into local energy around labor protections and anti-wage theft. I think we're gonna see probably some kind of ordinance coming up through the Board of Supervisors in the next few months that they're trying to figure out. The advocates are trying to work with legislators around some local policymakers around some sort of bill that would reaffirm San Francisco's commitment to sanctuary, and in particular to protecting sanctuary in the face of aspects of the SCOM. Policy that pretty much run up against it, and there's a lot of support. The chief of police reaffirmed his support for sanctuary and good police community relations, both in that meeting with us and then after the governor's veto. So I guess that was the action item would be looking forward to our strategic planning meeting for next year to think if there's more resources or information that we need from advocates or the community that we'd like to have shared with us, or actions that the commission would like to take in support of those kind of efforts at the local level to protect sanctuary ordinance and immigrant rights. I mean, one option is we had talked about doing a large-scale hearing in the next year, that kind of thing that we could talk about maybe at the strategic planning meeting. But we had discussed the possibility of doing a hearing around local ordinances and legislation. So that's one possibility, is we could try to work with even maybe the police commission or other commissions or advocates to do something like that. So I guess, is that an action item?
More informative and discussion.
Maybe we should just have more discussion about what people would like to do mm-hmm. in response to this.
It would be helpful if we had a commissioner work with the staff on the agenda for the retreat.
Okay.
And that we would get all of your items on there.
I have an issue that I thought maybe we could pick up.
Yeah.
Or that the committee, Commissioner Cole and the past committee could think about this. It's the issue of City College. City College, we hear more about it now because there is some at the election time there is going to be some laws regarding
measure A.
But besides that, I'm very concerned because that's the college that most of our immigrants attend, either to learn English, to get GEDs, if they come from the countries and they need the high school diploma, and they're thinking of eliminating all that. And that's the plan they're going to be presenting to the state. I think the plan was due sometime this week.
They will eliminate all free classes.
Well, remember,
that would include the English classes.
Well, they're not free, but...
Well, they are for seniors.
And if you're low income, you don't pay.
So
they're kind of free,
right.
but even then. But I think that's a resource for immigrants and needs to be protected. And I don't know what we could do about it, but, if we have some of the commissioners that are into education or know somebody, mm-hmm. that how can we as a commission in San Francisco, the immigrant commission in San Francisco, how we can...
Why we don't discuss that in the business? So we can just finish the items that we have on the agenda.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting on a chair, him. Well, maybe we can, he's not responding. So maybe we can talk about the director's staff report. And then we go to the new business.
Okay. I think you should just pick the date and then.
Yeah.
We'll let them know. So, commissioners, just a couple of announcements. Our office has made the move to the new space. It'll take us about at least 6 to 8 weeks to kind of fix it up the way we want. But considering that it was a bit of a dump, it's looking pretty good. You can make anything look pretty if you. We painted. We customized. We even painted the desks and the cubicles so they're custom colors. Very tasteful, I might add. But our numbers also change. So if you call our current numbers, you still will get through to get forwarded. And for about another month or so, Whitney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we will have new numbers. So Whitney will send you the list of new numbers. And my number is still the same.
You're still in City Hall.
Yeah, I'm still at City Hall, but I'll be kind of spending a couple of days each week at the new office.
And that is at 50 Van Ness?
50 Van Ness. It's the old workforce development office. Mm-hmm. And we do have
the first
entire first floor is our space and a part of the second floor. And there's a fabulous conference room there that, sometimes the commission, if we have committee meetings, we can meet there. And then tomorrow at 4:30, there will be the memorial ceremony for Ambassador Stevens. So it's the mayor, Nancy Pelosi, a number of VIPs at 4:30 in the rotunda, and it's a service open to the public.
Here in City Hall?
Yes, yep, here at City Hall.
Pardon? I thought
we all
got notices.
I forwarded, I believe, something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could forward, we just got the media advisory, which I'll forward to you too. I think that's it. I'll be on vacation for a couple of weeks, and Richard Whipple will be the in charge. But if you need anything, just see Whitney. And we're short one person because she just went in the hospital to have her baby today.
Oh, wow.
So we're waiting for our newest member of the family. So it'll be baby boy, right?
Baby boy, yes. So before we go to new business, why don't we, I see that Commissioner Hinn is answering, why we don't vote and decide about the date?
Well, so it probably needs to be tentative, so we can just say it's tentative, and then if that doesn't work for him, then
we can
send out.
Okay, so may I have a motion to approve Friday, November the 8th at 2:30 p.m.?
No.
November the 9th, I'm sorry, at 2:30 p.m. for the annual IRC strategic planning session?
Second.
Can I have a second? Okay, so has any opposition?
Discussion, you're supposed to have a discussion before you have opposition.
Yeah, but we already discussed this about the 9, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So has been approved then. So then let's go to new business and let's pass it to Commissioner Maldonado.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry I brought that up before because I was just thinking about policy and all that. Mm-hmm. Excited about it. But yes, I would like to see the possibility, you know, what, if anything, we can be on the lookout in terms of what services and how the city college is going to resolve the issues without cutting the classes that are serving a lot, all the immigrants. Because if you go to those classes, you on any campus, really.
Yes, all
that's what, that's where the immigrants go to.
Yeah, and I think what we can do is we can discuss that at the strategic planning. I think important as we discuss our new policy platform or a revised policy platform, I think that we'll want to do. And I know one of the things we've also discussed is how can we be a little bit more intentional about educating, you know, the public about these important policy issues, how can we support them in a more intentional way. Like in this case, it's supporting Measure M, you know, why that's important, because of the effects, the potential negative effects in our immigrant communities if that measure doesn't pass and there's all of these resources that are basically eliminated from the community. So I guess it would be in that context, right, how we can put together.
Is there anything that we can do before the election? If the issue is the Measure A passing in order to protect, are those cuts going to happen to non-degree? We don't know, right?
Well, they're proposing.
I didn't think that we could endorse propositions.
But we can educate, right? Can we just inform the public of?
Well, how would you do that though? Because as individual commissioners, you can do that. Mm-hmm. As a body, you would have had to have placed it on the agenda and voted on it in order to take an action as a body.
My thing is to make sure that we are in the loop and we keep an eye on it. Because I think that I have the feeling that it's going to pass, you know, that the proposition is going to pass. I don't know about the state one. The state is going to bring out more money, like $10 million to the city for education. But regardless, the city college administration was so bad, has been so horrid for the past years, that they are in the red so badly. And where they usually, now that they're being forced by the state to do something about it, they are going to, when they start cutting, you believe me, they're going to cut English as a second language, they're going to cut GED classes, and they're going to cut anything that has to do with the services, you know, the classes for the seniors, and other things that idea to us.
So
we need to watch out.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're already proposing eliminating all free classes. I've heard that was part of the proposal. And that's really bad. A lot of people just won't go.
They're talking about basically what they're trying to do is eliminate anything that isn't directly moving people towards degrees or has some sort of educational plan.
How about administrators and highly paid teachers, mm-hmm. professors?
So I guess I'm wondering what could we do? Like, is there any preparation that you all want to be done, or research or questions that you have to be answered before we meet on November?
Yes.
So what, like, who would we need to suggestions
yes.
that
question.
You have? Because I'm just as concerned about K-12 if Proposition 30 doesn't pass, and you know what I mean, and 38 doesn't pass, because in San Francisco the kids in the schools are also heavily immigrants. So it seems like we should have a advocacy plan for K through 14 as in terms of
education,
making sure that we're understanding how the impact of the cuts is affecting on immigrant kids. And
so, but I'll go back to the question: what can we do, and how do we do it? And I guess we need some guidance from Director Palmer in terms of what would be a way. When I use the word education, is how do we raise the awareness of the impacts of these issues to the general public and to our city leadership, and can the commission take an active role in raising that awareness somehow? And I, again, look for guidance from staff of what would be appropriate. But if that's maybe something we can discuss at the, I'm not sure what.
Yeah, we can place it on the agenda as you probably want to do. And actually, November is a perfect time. Come to think of it, because you can look at the implications of the recent election and what does that mean, how does that affect the immigrant and population and vulnerable population in San Francisco, and then what part of that does the commission want to address in the coming year.
But the only thing is that I am not an expert. I just have the concern.
Yeah.
So I would like to be
able to get someone from City College.
Somebody that knows about it.
So who
temporary assistant chancellor, she would know.
How about someone from City who would tell us the truth? So is there a commissioner? Is there a commissioner who wants to work with the staff on shaping the agenda for the retreat? Then we can kind of put all of, and we could poll you for issues that you want to place on the agenda.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
We both do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
And then if everybody
pass.
Can think of, you can go back to your resources and find out about advocates within the SF Unified and City College that would be give us the truth, the real story about what the impact on immigrant students and families is going to be in those systems.
And elders, because one reason many elders go to learn English and go to citizenship class is they can't get any income. They can't get SSI anymore, thanks to Bill Clinton, until they become citizens. And
that's a good.
And that doesn't mean you go out and get a job at 75.
So if you know anybody that could speak to us about that in a really informal way in November, could you let us know? Could you think about it? Email? Yeah, because I think that would
maybe
be
Annie
helpful.
Will come.
Oh, yeah, Annie,
Annie,
sure.
Yeah,
Annie. She was great.
So that's the problem when they get rid of all this non-degree, non-educational.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then Commissioner Cole and Commissioner Paz, they want to be working with the staff in the agenda, right, for the November the 9th. Okay. Commissioner, you are not looking for anybody. We probably want to try to get Annie Chong, right, for the elderly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can plan the agenda and then we'll find the speakers.
Yeah. Okay.
What I'm concerned about, we're supposed to advise the mayor and the board of supervisors, and here they are again. They're going, the board anyhow is thinking about redoing things locally, and I think we should somehow be involved in that. We should let supervisors who are working on trying to do that And we should become more informed about our labor standards office across the hall from here, for example. Because those things are, they don't require any immigration proof to file complaints about wage theft or anything. Or you don't have to. And they are more advanced than most places.
Yeah,
it seems to be like we do have some expertise that we ought to somehow be involved with what the board is planning rather than wait till after it's planned. I don't know.
I'm just saying that somehow they need to know that this is a body that they should be concerned with. And the thing is that all of us know some supervisors. You know, we know all of them, and some of us know some of them better. You know, we all have friends in the. I mean, all of us were approved by the Board of Supervisors, so that means that we're not in a vacuum. The fact is, though, that we need to figure out how they see us as a group, as a commission, not
how
just
we
as an individual.
Assist them based on
exactly,
what we know.
Exactly. Because, you know, they think we have a lot of expertise or experience, and we're going to be the voice here in this commission of the immigrants in San Francisco, for all the immigrants. And this body really, you know, shows that we could. Mm-hmm. But then with that, we have to figure out then, how do you relate to us?
Well, part of the retreat purpose is for the commission to kind of figure out three things, I think. One is, you know, what areas are you going to focus on? Mm-hmm. What is your natural expertise? So what value could you bring to the city in advising decision makers like the mayor or the board of supervisors? So, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you guys should be paying attention to us. But then when they say, okay, we're paying attention, you have to figure out what is it that you want to say to them and what are you going to be experts on and how do we kind of ramp our own education up so that we get information firsthand. And that, you know, so, you know, what's the mechanism we're going to use to keep each other informed so that anytime something happens, we're not, it's almost like you don't want to be reacting all the time.
The issues related to the governor's veto are very high.
Okay, so you could look at economic impacts on vulnerable and immigrant populations, right? And then that could be one of your core issues. A second issue would be, wage theft, labor standards, you know, impacts on immigrants or undocumented workers or something. Oh. Like we just heard Starbucks. My husband said he read something about Starbucks is laying off a number of employees who happen to be undocumented because of ESCOM.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I heard that on the news.
They receive letters.
Yeah, and he said there's like lots of people that are going to get laid off. So, I mean, picking your core issues so that you can anticipate and people start to come to you with the information in advance. Kathy and I were at a meeting and somebody started out the meeting by saying, wow, you have a really powerful commission now. You have a lot of big hitters. So it's really just sorting through. There are 6,500 different issues you could focus on. What are the three that you want to focus on?
Mm-hmm. When I'm also reminded of this great report that was put together in 2010, the summary report on comprehensive immigration reform, depending what happens with the election, we know that's going to be one of the first things on the national agenda. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big, big push that with the expectation it's going to happen. So, I mean, I think we also need to be prepared for that. So the election's also going to probably sway our direction a little bit, I would think, about which way we go.
Enforcement and sanctuary issue is going to be really broad.
It's going to be really, 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 really broad. And all the, so, anyway.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah. We have this really excellent report we can build on.
And it's good to update
and
the report, have a new hearing.
We can do is work on updating this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be a good project for us to do.
We have a busy agenda.
Any more education,
labor standards, and enforcement, immigration enforcement, and local impacts of sanctuary. That's right.
Those are the three big ones. Any new business? I have a new business. The executive committee is not going to be meeting on the, October the 24th, but we decided before, so that meeting has been canceled, okay? So that's the only reminder I have for everybody. So any new business, so the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.